This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Greensboro-based band you hear tuning up behind me is Five, and they recently released a song commemorating Nelson Mandela on his birthday. But it wasn't just an ode to a distant hero. Band member Afika Numalo has a connection to Mandela, and it is much more personal. Afika's mother grew up in South Africa during apartheid. He recalls a story she told about working in a hospital there. She was a nurse tech on duty when an uprising occurred. Young protesters were injured by police. After they arrived at the hospital, she heard one of her white co-workers say they should just let the protesters die. So, Nelson Mandela isn't just a name to Afika. He is a hero, the man who helped free his country. Afika Numalo joins us now along with Mike Johnson on the djembe and chimes, Dante Sinferno on the guitar, Jay Timber on vocals and djembe, Matt Owen on backup vocals, and together they are the band Five.
Thank you very much.
And actually, Afika, I actually didn't pronounce your name right. And I know I mispronounced it because I listen to public radio. I love them. I think public radio, I don't know if you listen, but those guys are great. And you were on PRI's The World, and, you know, Marco Werman really nailed it. He got it right. He got it so right. He actually intimidated me in getting your name right, because there's a click that's part of it. And I just thought, I'll never match Marco Werman. So what I'm going to do is reintroduce you, but since he's part of the public radio family, I'll let him introduce you. So the band is Mike Johnson, Dante Sinferno, Jay Timber, Matt Owen, and on guitar, vocals, and tambourine, we have
Afika Numalo.
All right, Marco. He got it.
Give another round of applause for Marco.
I think, there we go. All in the public radio family. So tell us that story. Tell us that story that your mother told you and the impact that it had on you.
Well, you know, she was working in a hospital. He pretty much hit all the main points. You know, she was working as a nurse tech, and there's an uprising that occurred. I believe it was the Sharpeville massacres. And, you know, these kids were protesting, peaceful protesting, and police officers came with, you know, violent, oppressive weaponry and kind of shot them down. And some of the kids ended up in the hospital, and she was treating one of them, and she saw one of her white African co-workers mutter under her breath in Afrikaans, the widely spoken language in South Africa. They said, let them die, essentially. And so the irony of that whole story is actually kind of how I exist in front of you today, because it forced her to make the decision to leave South Africa and move to Swaziland, a neighboring country, like right on the northeastern corner of South Africa, where she lived in Tlatikulu and met my father as they worked in a hospital together, had three beautiful daughters, and then me about 3 months after they got to the States, and here I am today.
So where were you when you heard that story?
When I heard that story, I believe I was actually taking a class with Dr. Robert Griffiths at UNCG. It was the politics of South Africa through film and literature. And, you know, it just got me really curious to go home and ask my mom about all these things that I had read about and saw in all these, you know, movies and films and books and whatnot. And, you know, out of the woodwork, she just comes with these amazing stories. And it's so, anyone who's ever met my mother knows that she's just a very graceful, very forgiving, just sweet, sweet woman. And, you know, I've seen myself go through things much less, I guess, oppressive than she has, and come out bitter as a result of it. And for some reason, I would have never guessed that these stories existed in her life story because of the way that she still has this forgiving spirit. So I think the cool thing about South Africa and their transition out of apartheid is the idea of reconciliation. And it just resonates throughout everything you see, through their constitution that they drafted after Mandela's release from prison. I mean, we talked about it with Marco earlier, but they've got literally the most progressive constitution on the planet. Like, it lays out rights for gender, race, sexual orientation, all these really progressive ideas. And I think that we, you know, Greensboro's done a lot of cool things. We've got the Civil Rights Museum down the street, but I think we all still have room to go in the United States. It's really cool.
Can we hear the song that you wrote in tribute?
Of course, of course. And this song is available for sale. We're actually donating the proceeds to a nonprofit called Gems Girls that fights against human trafficking. And it's available on our website. If you are interested, it's just 5music.com. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Any fight of war, no one asking what he fighting for. Freedom fighter, he will guide us. Love it can unite, yeah. Now watch us now as we crown our king. Every voice Africa, we sing for our king. And so I sing a song for Madiba, my father, Mandela. And so I sing a song for Madiba, Mandela.
Ah. 30 years and we see one man march for take freedom hand. Freedom fighters, he will guide us. Love it can unite. 10 generations, one choice, one nation, one voice. Mandela, take me home, take me home.
So I sing a song for Madiba, my father, Mandela. So I sing a song for Madiba, Mandela, yeah, yeah. Forever we will sing, forever for Africa's king. Now we remember what you're fighting for, and we remember that you fight a war, and we remember that you fight no more. So I sing a song that's for Madiba. Mandela. And so I sing a song for Madiba, Mandela. Yeah, it's for Madiba, it's for Madiba, and this is for Mandela. It's for my father, it's for Madiba, and it's for Martin Luther, it's for Mahatma, Mother Teresa, and this is for Bob Marley, it's for my heroes, yeah, my father, and my mother,
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening.
Madiba, live on the State of Things. The band is called Five, spelled P-H-I-V-E, if you're going to that website right now. If you could tell me about this, it's interesting. You're going to UNCG, you take this class on the country where your mother grew up, and then you go home and tell her about that, and then she tells you the stories. Why do you think she hadn't told you those stories before?
I mean, it's kind of a hard story, Frank. And you know, no one wants to be not to call it a bearer of bad news, but to be honest, I don't know if I was at a maturity level yet where I was really interested and really understood what's going on. You know, the thing happens when you're young where you hear about these things that shape the world you live in, but then as you experience life, you start to see how it actually shapes the world that you live in. So I think the timing was right on it, and you know, I'm sure there's many, many, many more stories I still have yet to hear just because I haven't gotten mature enough to ask the right questions, I guess.
And you're busy making your own stories now.
That's
true. That's good, too.
That's true.
Part of that is this band. Tell us how this band came about.
Man, well, these guys will actually be doing a little bit better job than I could, but I just joined in November. But, JT, you want to answer that question?
Well, we've been a band for about 2 years. I've actually been a part of the band for 2 years. He's our longest. This is DJ 818 or Matthew. He's been our longest member, and we kind of just came together. It was, we all had our own solo projects that we were doing, and our management, Benton James and Aaron James, Boyd Allen Music Group, kind of just put together a dream team. You know, it was just, we just got together, and it just clicked, and
You had separate projects. Urban Sophisticates was one of the groups you all came out of, right? Or some of you?
Yeah. I played bass with the Urban Sophisticates for about 6 years. I started with them my senior year of high school, which is ironic. Funny story about that. They asked me to audition for the band. They had me and another guy audition, and originally I didn't get the job because, you know, I'm still 17 years old, and they're doing shows at bars and clubs and whatnot. And the lead singer, Benton, he said, originally I didn't get the gig because I was too young, but he eventually, he called me up and he said that he had a dream that I was in the band, and so he decided to choose me instead of the guy who was of legal age. So senior year of high school, about every 3 months, I'm having to get notes of absence from my teachers to fly out to gigs in Minnesota and Minneapolis and all this stuff. It was really, really fun, but I feel like maybe my grades showed it a little bit.
And you've got some stories to tell
and
your kids that you won't tell them
exactly.
Right away until they're in college, I hope.
Exactly.
Could you play another song for us?
Of course. This song is This song is called All That I Am. It's not on any project we have released right now, but it's brand new, and it's actually an electronic song. We're going to do the acoustic version, obviously.
Love shining bright like a golden flame. All that you want is for me to know your heart like I know your name. And oh, all that we could live for is to be hopeless, free, and young. I'll make all these stars align for us. We'll be hopelessly in love. Hopeless, free, and young. I'll make all these stars align for us. We'll be hopelessly in love. The world turns, the stars burn, and all that I am is all in your hands. All that I want, all that I'll be, and all that I am is all in your hands. The world turns, the stars burn, and all that I am. It's all in your hands. All that I want, all that I'll be, is all that I am. It's all in your hands.
Yeah, now they're looking at me like, what does he think he's doing? Cause I know I need some things. Might look like I'm just screwing, but I'm looking for a savior, looking for love, looking for more than a disco, a shot to the heart like a pistol. Here's my scars, get some. But that's life, and we live it, and we push it to the limits. And it's love, try to give it, try to give it up to this finish. And it's young and it's dumb, but we don't give no script. We're just trying to get it right. Ain't no plotting, ain't no scripts, no. One time for dudes on the east side, two times for crew throw the peace sign, three times you here for the third time. Throw it up, worldwide.
Oh, all that we could live for should be hopeless, free, and young. I'll make all these stars align for us. We'll be hopelessly in love. world turn, the stars burn, and all that I am is all in your hands. All that I want, all that I'll be, and all that I am is all in your hands. The world turns, the stars burn, and all that I am is all in your hands. All that I want, all that I'll be, and all that I am is all in your hands. It's all in your hands. It's all in your hands.
The band is five. We're going to let them play us out. But first, I want to thank all the members of the band, Mike Johnson, Dante Sinferno, Jay Timber, Matt Owen, and Afika Mbalo. You didn't think I could do that.
That was actually pretty good, Frank. Very nice. I like it. In fairness, I couldn't say it until I was about 6 years old, so you did good.
Nice job. Thank you very much. Take that, Marco Werman. I'm just going to say we can all do this. Thanks so much. I want to leave you time to play us out, but thank you for being in the audience here at Triad Stage. In Greensboro, this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, bye.
This song we actually did part of a Coca-Cola Spotify campaign. It should be released later on this month. It's called Meet Us Halfway.
Sun shines on you from both ways. When you're here, you really can't complain. It's a place where everybody knows your name. Wouldn't mind it if I stayed all day. When I'm here, problems fade away. Not a cloud in the sky is gray. Oh, you can go. We're waiting for you. So this is how we live each day. So throw your worries away. Won't you please meet us halfway? And we can sing do 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 do. And we can sing do 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 do.
Don't be afraid to dance. You can dance if you want to.
Said a moonlit water hugs the shore. Laughter keeps begging for more. Help but let that smile find its place. Chairs and sand, drinks in hand. Feeling good is on demand. This isn't just my getaway. Oh, oh, you can go. We're waiting for you. So this is how we live each day. Throw your worries away. Won't you please meet us halfway? Then we can sing do 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 do. So we can sing do 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 do. Have a good time, party till the sunrise, la vida sabe bien. I said we can have a good time, party till the sunrise, la vida sabe bien. And we can sing do 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 do.
We can sing,
we can have a good time, party till the sunrise. vida sabe bien.
And we can sing,
we can have a good time, party till the sunrise. La vida sabe bien.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.